Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Do you have a favorite scripture or a favorite Bible story? This month, our writers are sharing reflections on their favorite lessons and passages from the Bible. We hope their words might inspire you to reflect on your own favorite scripture message. And we'd love to hear from you if you would be willing to share. You can reach us at podcasts@firstchurch.org. That's podcasts@STCHURCH.org. As the heavens are higher than the earth, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. In my household, it is no secret that I envy my husband. Specifically, I envy his easygoing nature, his ability to accept things that are outside of his control. Over the years, I have tried to learn from him, and I like to think that he has helped me stretch and grow in this area. But it hasn't been easy, because I am stubborn. I like to know things. I crave certainty. By nature, I tend to be high-strung and tightly wound, and I do not easily accept the unexpected. Instead, my tendency is to analyze it to death to try to figure out how it could have been prevented. This passage from Isaiah is my husband's favorite scripture because it serves as a profound reminder of the vastness of God's wisdom and the depth of God's plans. In this life, we are often bewildered by the unexpected. We struggle repeatedly to make sense of adversity, pain, and suffering. However, this passage eloquently reassures us, in the face of all that the world suffers, God knows something we don't. God sees things we can't. God's perspective is inconceivably distinct from ours. God's ways and thoughts are beyond our comprehension. And though we cannot comprehend God's ways and thoughts, we can trust in God's goodness. Acceptance of things we do not understand and cannot control is not a sign of defeat, but a testament to our faith in God's divine purpose. When bad things happen, we are called to trust that God's ways, mysterious and unfathomable, are higher and greater than ours, and that ultimately God's love will prevail. Would you join me in prayer? God of mercy and comfort, when we are dismayed and discouraged by the suffering of the world or by our own heartache, help us remember that your ways and thoughts are higher than the heavens. Teach us that it is not our place to understand, but to trust in your endless grace and abundant love. In your holy name we pray. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Greta Smith.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.